on BU Kenosha and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Despite sunny skies, smoke from Canadian wildfires will bring hazy skies and reductions in air quality to several states for a fourth day. This man's in Minneapolis.
You know, I've lived here for 25 years, and certainly this has been the last few days some of the more extreme smoke conditions we've had.
Pope Leo celebrates the largest event yet of his tenure, encouraging a crowd of more than a million Catholic young people gathered in a field near Rome to spread their faith.
We are with the young people of Gaza. We are with the young people of Ukraine, with those of every land bloodied by war. My young brothers and sisters, you are the sign that a different world is possible.
President Trump fired the commissioner of the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Bill Beach used to have that job and tells CNN.
I don't know if there's any grounds at all for this firing, and it really hurts the statistical system. It undermines credibility in BLS.
CBS News Brief, I'm Matt Piper.
Don Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
For Civic Media News, I'm Sholly Pittman. A former attorney for the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives says proposed federal cuts could hinder the agency's ability to keep up with key regulations and affect public safety. Judith Ruiz Branch of the Wisconsin News Connection has more.
One ATF responsibility is conducting inspections to ensure gun dealers sell firearms in accordance with federal law. Pam Hicks, a former chief counsel at the agency, says ATF has already struggled to meet inspection goals with not enough resources. The Trump administration's budget cuts would reduce regulatory enforcement by 40%, which Hicks says would only add more limitations to an underfunded agency.
If criminals are using those dealers to acquire guns, law enforcement is less likely to discover that before guns get used in crimes and are more likely to discover it after guns get used in crimes. That is obviously not good and very dangerous.
Hicks says firearms tracing is a critical ATF function to help solve firearms crimes and detect trafficking. According to the ATF, in 2022, more than 8,000 firearms were recovered and traced in Wisconsin. ATF is also required to inspect explosives licensees every 3 years, which Hicks says also drains resources from inspecting gun dealers. She says the entire ATF budget before cuts was less than $2 billion. Hicks argues the cuts would provide minimal cost savings and reduce public safety. She sees this as a contradiction to a Trump administration stated goal of making America safe again.
To be clear, I do think they genuinely are interested in doing things about violent crime. I take them at their word on that, but their budget submission just don't align with that, and I'm not sure why.
For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
A big night for the defense. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. The Packers reviewing video from last night's family night practice. The list of injured players now up to about half a dozen who did not participate, including tight end Tucker Kraft. He's now got a groin injury. A big night, though, for safety Omar Brown, who was with the Broncos last season. Brown with 3 interceptions last night and talked about his first impressions of being in Green Bay.
When you get here, you kind of automatically see, like, the tradition they have here. I love all the fans. They just super nice, and they all support us.
Matt LaFleur on Omar Brown.
He's making plays. You want to see how guys respond and react when they get those opportunities, and he's coming through.
Baseball, the Brewers wrapping up their series with the Nationals after another win, 8-2 last night. But Sal Frelick dealing with an issue, the meniscus in his left knee.
Something about it's right on a suture that he had before. They say it's fairly common. Yeah, when you wrench it a little bit, it flares up on you.
That's the Brewers manager, Pat Murphy, with Sports on Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Still some air quality concerns thanks to wildfire smoke. A mostly sunny sky for your Sunday with highs in the upper 70s to lower 80s. Our winds will turn to the east. For tonight, a few clouds around the area. Lows will drop back into the lower to middle 60s. It's 72 at our studios.
There's still plenty of warm weather on the way, so make sure that you keep it cool all summer long and phone Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine to take advantage of their incredible $59 air conditioning tune and clean special. That's right, for just $59, the professionals at Building Waters will make sure that your AC unit is in perfect shape all season long. They're your one-stop shop, so give them a call today at 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
A couple years ago, I was in the bathroom at the airport when I dropped my smartphone in the toilet. Not smart. I was multitasking when I should have been focused on the job at hand. Embarrassing, but I'm not alone. According to Google, 7 million other multitaskers accidentally dropped their phones into the bowl last year. A gentle reminder that right now you can get yourself a brand new Samsung Galaxy A36 absolutely free with a $35 plan from Pure Talk. The A36 comes with scratch-resistant Gorilla Glass and a battery that'll last all day, along with unlimited talk, text, and data on America's most dependable 5G network. In other words, it's tough and smart. Something to think about next time you're multitasking in the necessary. Just dial #250, say keyword micro to get your free phone today. You can make the switch in just 10 minutes. That's #250. Say micro to switch to a no-nonsense smartphone and a company that actually stands for something.
Small businesses are the heart of America. As the nation's largest nonprofit resource of expert business mentoring, SCORE has helped millions of entrepreneurs build their businesses. For free, find a mentor today at score.org.
Music of the Stars, we are back. Our final hour for today. We're back every Sunday from 7 till high noon right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Somebody asked me about 2 weeks ago, and I want to get to this promise and keep it. When was Elvis Presley first on television? And some people thought it maybe Ed Sullivan, Toast of the Town. No, it wasn't. It was on a Tommy Dorsey, Jimmy Dorsey show called Stage Show. It was a summer replacement, and it was extremely popular. And Tommy and Jimmy had Elvis on as sort of a joke, because after all, this is a big band show. Let's get to that too, and tell you about the Dorseys and how they put Elvis on for his first stage appearance in 1954. Well, we're going to rock, rock, rock. Come on, this is the Music of the Stars, Civic Media Radio Network. Was broadcast out of New York right before Jackie Gleason's The Honeymooners. It was January 28th.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to present one of the radio's most listened to disc jockeys, Bill Randall. William?
We'd like at this time to introduce you to a young fellow who, like many performers, Johnny Ray among them, come up out of nowhere to be overnight very big stars. This young fellow we saw for the first time while making a movie short. We think tonight that he's going to make television history for you. We'd like you to meet him now, Elvis Presley, and here he is.
Kitchen and rattle those pots and pans. Get out of that kitchen and rattle those pots and pans. Well, I roll my breakfast cause I'm a hungry man. I believe you're doing me wrong and now I know. I believe you're doing me wrong and now I know. Cause the heart I work the faster my money goes. Well, I said shake, rattle and roll. I said shake. Shake, rattle, and roll. I said, shake, rattle, and roll. Well, you won't do right to save your doggone soul.
Down at the Heartbreak Motel, my room, it was so small. Every time I tried to smile, my teeth would touch the wall.
But I'm a stayin'.
and a paying. I ain't got room to change my mind.
I picked up my telephone. The manager said hello. He said, what's eating you? I said, that's what I'd like to know.
And I'm a itching and a scratching. I'm wearing out my fingernails.
At me and said, you can have a room, but you will have to make your bed. I said, that's okay, buddy. I learned that from my ma. Then he reached out and handed me a hammer and a saw.
And I'm a nailing and a wailing here at the Heartbreak Motel.
Here at the Heartbreak Motel. I got a room with bath. Back home I only had a room and it just had a path.
This outside plumbing is unbecoming. It's really out of this world.
The waiter in the dining room, he filled my heart with cheer. He said I would enjoy it cause I could eat dirt cheap here.
And he was so right. That was my last night. And now I'm checking out of here.
Thank you very much. Elvis Presley, wasn't he wonderful?
He's great.
Well, I hope we can get him over to Roseland later on tonight.
Oh, he'd kill him over at Roseland.
He
listen,
sure would.
Why don't we get him back on the show next week?
That's already been taken care of. Elvis Presley will be back next week. Along with that great star, Joey Brown, and that very entertaining monkey act, Tippy and Cobina.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned.
Baby, let me. Well, I found a new place to twit. When it's down at the end of lonely street. Heartbreak Hotel. Well, I'll be so lonely, baby. I'll be so lonely, I could die. Could I have a little more echo on my voice? Although it's always crowded, that's got it. You still can find some room for broken-hearted lovers to cry there in the gloom. Now the bellhop's tears keep flowing. The desk clerk's dressed in black. Well, it's been so long and lonely. See, well, let her get back. So lovely, like a duck. Well, now if your baby leaves you and you got a tail to tell, well, you take a walk down lonely street to Heartbreak Hotel, where you will be. Oh, I ripped my jeans. Where you will be a third pair today. You'll be so lovely, you could die. Still can find some room for broken-hearted lovers to cry there in the gloom. Lick so lovely, baby. So that's too much echo. Heartbreak be so lonely. Tears keep flowing. You'll think it's so lonely, baby. That's too much. Turn me off.
Your name is what?
Barney Schlock. I got this little record company.
Uh-huh.
Obscurity Records?
It would be, yeah.
Look, I know the probe is on, but I got a record here that's got to happen. High School Ooh Ooh by Clyde Ankle? How's about it, baby? You want to jump on it?
Crazy. Lay it on the floor.
Lay it on the floor. Hey, that's pretty good. I got to remember that. shall we say 50 clams a week to ride it? Huh? I mean, really ride it?
Man, I wouldn't ride something called High School Ooh-Ooh if it had a vicuna saddle.
Yeah, but...
You got the wrong disc jockey in the wrong station, Clyde.
Barney, look, if it gets in the top 40, you'll have to play it.
Yeah, I'll play that jazz the day Ellis sings the Fats Domino songbook.
Well, I'd like to get your opinion, no. See what you think of it, huh?
No, man.
Let's
no.
Just listen to a little of it.
Don't let it touch my turntable, man.
Well, wait a minute.
I just had shearing on there, man.
Look, it'll only take a few seconds. Listen.
When I was on my way to high school, when I got...
Oh, you didn't hear enough of it.
Too much. I heard too much.
All right, you'll see. The kids will eat it up. They think that's good singing.
Is it?
Well, not really, baby, but don't tell the kids I said so, huh? Us little rock and roll labels got a good thing going. We pay off a few guys in the key cities here, rig a few charts there, bingo, a new hit parade. And that's how rock and roll was born.
Yeah, I'm hip.
Look, kid, if you don't want bread, what do you need? A little dental work? Trip to Vegas?
Forget it.
Pre-1959 cranberries?
You're all heart, Barney.
Heart?
That thing right behind your shoulder holster.
Huh? Oh, yeah. So, you don't want to give high school a ride then, huh?
Only on a rail.
Oh, listen, kid. Payola's the only way a little record artist can get off the ground.
Yeah? Did you ever hear of talent?
No, who does he record for?
Look, nothing really good ever had to pay to get played. Only junk. The majority of disc jockeys never played ball with you at any price, but that's all over now. You've been benched.
I have?
And not a moment too soon. If your game had gone on much longer, the kids would have forgotten what music sounded like.
I've almost forgotten myself.
Not me. Can I show you to the door?
No, I'll just slide out under it.
That figures.
Don't worry. I'll be glad to get out of the music business.
You know what? You were never in it.
Stanley?
Yeah, Billy?
Has he gone?
Yeah.
I thought he'd never leave, like.
Didn't we all? Here, you want a copy of High School Ooh-Ooh?
Crazy. I'll have it melted down into a little vinylite statue of Conway Twitty.
Why not? You ready, Judd?
Yeah.
Okay, hit it, Billy.
Goodbye, 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 Obscurity Records. Hello, swing. Hello, jazz, you beautiful thing.
Oh, hello, 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 hello.
What you gonna do when the...
So long, so long, so long, you nasal obstruction team. You had your day, but paved your way to this church.
Your night.
Goodbye, 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 goodbye. Hello, music. Hello, swing. Hello, jazz. You beautiful.
As it swings. Here's Paul Anka.
Rising up back on the street, did my time, took my chances. I went the distance, now I'm back on my feet. Just a man with the will to survive. And many times it happened too fast. You change your passion for the glory. Don't lose your grip on dreams of the past. You gotta fight to keep them alive. It's the eye of a tiger, dream of a fight, rising up to challenge a rival. The last known survivor stalks prey in the night, watching us all in the eye of the tiger. Face to face, out in the night, hanging tough, staying hungry. They stack the odds till we take them to the street. We kill with a skill to survive. Yes, it's the eye of the tiger. It's the cream of the fight, rising up to challenge a rival. And it's the last known survivor who stalks in the night, watching us all in the eye. Guts, got the glory. I went the distance, not gonna stop. Just a man with a will to survive. Yes. And it's the eye of the tiger. It's the cream of the fight, rising up to challenge a rival. It's the last known survivor, stalking prey in the night, watching us all in the eye.
Paul Anka, April Stevens.
Teach me, tiger, how to kiss you.
Tiger, tiger, I want. to you. But teach me, tiger, or I'll teach you.
It all started with a tiger and a sparkling new flavor in a cereal. We called it Kellogg's Sugar Frosted Flakes, and we called the tiger Tony and put his picture on the packet. Children poured these great big flakes of corn, sparkling with Kellogg's secret sugar frosting, and found this sparkling new flavor irresistible. Tony had the word for it.
Great!
And as more and more boxes went into more and more hands.
Fabian.
Turn me loose. Turn me loose, I say. This is the first time I ever felt this way. Gonna get a thousand kicks or kiss a thousand chicks. So turn me loose. Turn me loose. Turn me loose, I say.
Louis Armstrong.
Look out, boy. That tiger's coming down. He's gonna bite you. Ah,
we'll be right back.
Wait a minute. Hey, you over there. What key are you playing in?
A.
And you, what key are you playing in?
A.
And what key are you playing in?
A.
Since when do we all play in the same key?
Well, Dean, you don't know how good that makes me feel.
Yeah, well, I could only sing those hurting songs like you. I'd like to sing them like you, you know?
Well, the secret to singing a hurting tune is to look like you're real shook up.
Well, how do you do that?
Well, I usually play my electric guitar with wet hands.
Oh, that'll shake you up.
Now, if that doesn't do it, then you try to think of the saddest thing in your life.
Oh, that would be the day that my olive tree died.
Yeah.
Hey, let's sing one of your hits. Okay.
I've got a tiger by the tail, it's plain to see. I won't be much when you get through with me. But I'm losing weight and I'm turning kind of pale. Looks like I've got a tiger by the tail. Like I got a tiger by the tail. I've got a tiger by the tail, it's plain to see. I won't be much when you get through with me. But I'm losing weight and I'm turning mighty pale. Looks like I got a tiger by the tail. Lights are found. There ain't no way to slow you down. I'm about as helpless as a leaf in a gale. Looks like I've got a tiger by the tail. I've got a tiger by the tail, it's plain to see. I won't be much when you get through with me.
Dino, Buck Owen. We're not done yet. Homer and Jethro.
We went to see the circus when it played in our hometown. Before the show, we had a look around. While looking at the animals, old Jethro disappeared. I look for him and suddenly I hear, a tiger's got me by the tail, it's plain to see. He sure is changing my anatomy. I'm getting weak, my mind is going blank. And it looks like I'm gonna wind up in his tank. Old Jethro yelled, hey tiger, come on now, let me go. Cause you and me could make a lot of dough. I'll be your booking agent, and pretty soon you'll be doing gasoline commercials on TV. A tiger's got me by the tail, it's plain to see. It's Sunday dinner I'm about to be. I know my mama's gonna have a fit when she finds out just where the tiger bit. We thank you, Harlan Howard, and we thank Buck Owens too. We offer our
apologies to you. Don't lock us up or sue us or ride us on a rail for the way we sung a tiger by the tail.
Those piggies got a friend who's bouncy, flouncy, and trouncy. You know who he is, so let's go meet him.
Glad to meet you. Name's Tigger. T-I-double-G-R. That spells Tigger. The wonderful thing about Tiggers is Tigger's a wonderful thing. The tops are made out of rubber. The bottoms are made out of spring. The bouncy, trouncy, flouncy, pouncy, fun, 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 fun. But the most wonderful things about Tiggers is I'm the only one. The wonderful thing about Tiggers is Tiggers are wonderful chaps. They're loaded with vim and with finger. They'd love to leap in your lap. They're jumpy, bumpy, clumpy, thumpy, fun, 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 fun. But the most wonderful things about Tiggers is I'm the only one. Tiggers are cuddly fellas. Tiggers are awfully sweet. Everyone else is jealous. And that's why I repeat. Oh, the wonderful thing about Tiggers is Tiggers are wonderful things. The tops are made out of rubber. The bottoms are made out of spring. The bouncy, trouncy, flouncy, pouncy, fun, 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 fun. But the most wonderful things about Tiggers is I'm the only one.
Here's Bobby Darin.
If I could talk to the animals, just imagine it, chatting with a chimp and chimpanzee. Imagine talking to a tiger, chatting with a cheetah. What a neat achievement it would be. If we could talk to the animals, learn all their languages, maybe take an animal degree. I'd study elephant and eagle, buffalo and beagle, alligator, guinea pig, and flea. I would converse in polar bear and python, and I would curse in fluent kangaroo. If people ask me, can you speak rhinoceros? I'd say, of carceros, can't you? If I conferred with our furry friends, man to animal, think of the amazing repartee. If I could walk with the animals, talk with the animals, grunt and squeak and squawk with the animals, and they could talk to me. If I consulted with quadrupeds, think what fun we'd have asking over crocodiles for tea. Or maybe lunch with two or three lions, walruses and sea lions. What a lovely place the world would be. If I spoke slang to orangutans, the advantages why any fool on earth could plainly see. Discussing Eastern art and dramas with intellectual llamas, that's a big step forward, you'll agree. I'd learn to speak in antelope and turtle, and my Pekingese would be extremely good. If I were asked to sing in hippopotamus, I'd say winotamus, and I would. If I could parlay with pachyderms, it's a fairy tale worthy of Hans Andersen and Grimm. A man who walks with the animals and talks with the animals, grunts and squeaks and squawks with the animals, and they could talk to study every creature's language so I could speak to all of them on sight. If friends said, can he talk in crab or maybe pelican? You'd say like hell he can, and you'd be right. And if you just stop and think of it, ain't no doubt of it, I'm gonna win a place in history. If I could walk with the animals, talk with the animals, grunt, squeak, squawk with the animals, and they could squeak and squawk and speak and talk to me.
Yeah. Bobby Darin. A rhymed hippopotamus. Can you... Sammy.
Whoa, if I could talk to the animals, just imagine it, chatting with a chicken chimpanzee. Imagine talking to a tiger, chatting with a cheetah. What a neat achievement it would be. If we could talk to the animals and learn their languages, maybe take an animal degree. I'd study elephant and eagle, buffalo and beagle, alligator, guinea pig, and flea. I would
mountain verse. In polar bear and python, I would curse. In fluent kangaroo, if people ask me, can you speak rhinoceros? I'd say, of Cossarus, can't you? With our furry friends, man to animal, think of the amazing repartee. If I could walk with the animals and talk with the animals, grunt, squeak, and squawk with the animals, and love, they could talk to me. Yeah! If I could talk to the animals, think what fun we have asking over crocodiles for tea. Or maybe lunch with two or three lions, walruses and sea lions. What a lovely place the world would be. If I spoke slang to orangutan, oh, the advantages any fool on earth can plainly see. Disgusting eastern art and dramas with intellectual llamas. That's a big step forward, you'll agree. I'd learn to speak in antelope and turtle. My Pekingese would be extremely good. If I were asked to sing in hippopotamus, I'd say, why not a must? And I would. Stop and think of it. There's no doubt of it. I could win a place in history. If I could walk with the animals and talk with the animals, grunt, squeak, squawk with the animals, and they could squeak and squawk.
Mishka, I love you. Mishka, I love you. I love you. Mishka, I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
Good girl.
I love you.
I love you. I love you.
I didn't want to do anything. Because okay. Sometimes birds do get a little put off by applause or strange movements.
I hear they never talk around you.
It has been a long dry spell with me. Birds come on and they've been coaxed and threatened and they just literally do nothing. Now.
Well, Poncho has a good list of songs he does, as you saw on the record there.
Bug the
and,
album.
Yeah, the only thing is that if he hears applause before he's finished with a song, sometimes he'll cut off his song before he's done, so we don't get to hear the whole thing.
So when he does start, if he starts.
Yeah.
I'm not saying he won't start, David. What kind of a bird is this?
He's a double yellow-headed Amazon parrot.
Right. And how long have you had
Poncho has been in the show at the Wild Animal Park for about 3 years. He's about 12 years old now. And he lived with some ladies who sang around the house, and he learned from them. Can you say hi? Say hi.
Hi.
Good. Good. Okay. That's one.
Can you say that a little softer?
Hi.
Ooh. Now we're talking.
Now we're talking. Like all good singers do before they sing, well, sometimes they like to warm up. Can you warm up for us? Warm up. Atta boy, Poncho.
Oh, we got a winner here.
Now.
We got a winner.
His first song is from the musical South Pacific, Bally High. Bally High. Atta boy, Poncho. I left my heart in San Francisco.
I.
Just because Johnny likes that one, huh? Okay, I left. No, I left.
But the bird didn't go like this.
Of parents seems somehow sadly gay. The glory that was Rome is of another day. I've been terribly alone
forgotten in Manhattan. I'm going home to my city by the
somehow sadly gay. The glory that was Rome is of another day. Well, I was terribly alone and forgotten in Manhattan. I'm going home to my city by the bay. I left my heart in San Francisco, high on a hill. It calls to me to be where little cable cars climb halfway to the stars. The morning fog may chill the air. I don't care, my love waits there in San Francisco, above the blue and windy sea. When I come home to you, San Francisco, your golden sun will shine for me.
Original Simpsons guest star Tony Bennett on his 90th birthday. Tony, I know you left your heart in San Francisco, but please get it back. I need a new one. And if anyone else said that joke tonight, I recorded it first. Happy birthday, Tony, the one man who's been doing the same thing longer than the Simpsons.
I left my heart.
Give it away, give it away, give it away now.
In San Francisco.
chorus of Paris seems somehow sadly gay. The glory that was Rome is of another day. Well, I was terribly alone and forgotten in Manhattan. I'm going home to my city by the bay. I left my heart in San Francisco.
Birthday, Tony Bennett. The music of the stars. Music of the Stars. That's it for today, but not really. We're on podcast. Here's the address. civicmedia.us. This program and all the past programs. civicmedia.us.
You are never far away from me. When we part,
the best audience in town anywhere, because you get it. I'm Lou Regani, and the Music of the Stars again next week. And until we meet again next week, a week from today, you keep your dreams alive and reach for the stars.
Listening to WRJN and W260 CV Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by ZipRecruiter.
I'm Matt Piper. President Trump's cabinet says the economy will soon soar thanks to recent trade deals he negotiated with other nations. U.S. Trade Rep Jameson Greer on Face the Nation.
Now that we have one big beautiful...